Hey, you're listening to Apostates on the Fringe, a leftist atheist podcast sponsored by the Atheist Society of Knoxville. We are your host. I am Dustin.
And I'm Sam.
And I don't know if you can tell by my voice, and maybe even a little bit of Sam still. I don't know. Do you still have some of that congestion?
A little bit, not too much. I'm pretty much over it.
So we have been down with the sickness. Jesus Christ. It hit all three of us.
Yeah.
Without being out this week, and couldn't record last week because I was sick as shit. And it is, of course, in my house, my studio, and no one here wanted to get the plague. And, of course, the week prior to that was Thanksgiving. So we missed quite a bit of things that we wanted to talk
about. I was sick over Thanksgiving. I had the
pee-pee. So you had it first?
Yeah, I had the pee-pee poo-poo butt.
Man, it was brutal, and I had it since last Wednesday, and audibly, obviously affecting my voice. There's no way I could have even recorded it, even if I didn't have the fever, and my voice was just completely fucking gone. And there are going to be times where I'm going to be coughing tonight. I'm going to do my best to edit that out, but it's going to be picked up on one of the mics because of the way we record. We are in the same room, so it's just going to be picked up, and I'm going to edit it as much as I can, but no guarantees. I do apologize if that does come through, but that's the kind of result of, whenever there's illnesses. Knoxville has the ability to just make sure that they're the fucking worst in every category. Knoxville was ranked the second highest city of flu cases per capita.
Just as the same with COVID when it happened.
Exactly.
It just shows that people here are overworked and they don't really care about what they spread to people around them. No one's getting the flu shot.
Four of the top 10 locations on the top 10 list are located within Tennessee. So, yay, congratulations, Tennessee.
It is a shitty state. Maybe we'll get into more of that later. We got a lot to catch up on because we did miss a couple of weeks. Sorry to our listeners. This wasn't a planned hiatus.
No, not at all. In fact, I completely forgot to warn that I was going to be out for Thanksgiving. Typically, the last year I thought about it in advance and we recorded like a double episode and I posted it while abroad. This time I didn't even think about, going because I wasn't really looking forward to the trip because, it's just going to Indiana is just not always fun. The family drama sort of thing. But something really happened. Did you even do Thanksgiving because you had the flu?
I didn't have much of an appetite, and I thought it was just a cold at that point, so I kind of did. I didn't feel great.
Oh, but that was the beginning of it, then it happened afterwards. God, that sucks. So I went up to Indiana where my folks are, and it's my mom's side of the family primarily. And I hadn't been in an event where, people prayed at things, because it's just... obviously not a thing that we're accustomed to. And it just kind of blew me away. I kind of thought of how silly it was that they were literally praying and thanking Jesus for providing the food they're about to enjoy while, an hour ago, they were bitching about high prices of groceries and inflation.
They thanked Biden for that.
Yeah, so I'm like, wait a second. Wait, who provided this food that you were bitching about the high prices for? And then immediately, so I don't know. Christian prayers are just fucking weird in general, I think. They're, thank you for,
thank you for the stupidest things that are just, randomly happen.
That you, in fact, it was your money, your efforts. I saw you slaving, I saw you getting up at 3 a.m.
Jesus
to put this...
gave them the ability to have that money.
Right.
Without Jesus, they would just be living in dirt, like all the atheists, because they don't have Jesus's help, right?
The funny part, and I wish I had taken this back, and in fact, I'm gonna try to take it back. My grandma, who she knows, she has to know, she's seen my post. I don't follow her because she posts a bunch of Jesus shit, far right shit. It's not so much Trumpian shit, but Jesus stuff all the time. Pray. I'm like, whatever, grandma, you're old. And she offered me, she's like, Dustin, do you want my spare nativity set? My grandma, fuck no. No. But now I wish I had fucking said yes so I can put a Baphomet in the center.
Yeah. I was like, maybe we could change it out with all Star Wars stuff and put Baby Yoda and
hell yeah.
And put an Obi-Wan in there.
I am going up again for Christmas. And I'll look at it and see if it's something I want to do just to fucking troll. I don't know if I want to, because as we get to it, I don't know if I want to make myself a target for fucking hateful fucking Christians in this neighborhood, because it definitely will. But before we get into that, what are you drinking? These are probably basic shit.
Basic shit. My beers have been sitting in there for a month.
So sorry.
This is just a Blue Moon and it's a Tiny Bomb. I like Tiny Bomb. Shout out to Wiseacre.
Wiseacre's good. I am still going through my Zoll catalog. This one popped Zoll's up. Good. This is a new one. This is the Misery of Consciousness. It is a Helles lager, typical light German beer. Fantastic.
Zoll has great beer. They haven't started paying us for promotions yet, so I'm going to talk a little shit. Their venue, I do not know why they play music that loud. No one's dancing there.
Is it really loud?
I tried going over the weekend because I made up for being out a week. I'm like, this weekend I'm going to drink a lot to make up from being sick all Thanksgiving weekend. And I was going to go to Zoll, and it was just obnoxious inside, so I left.
Like where you can't, like, converse?
Yeah,
sort of thing?
And I'm
really?
Like, and I'm like, this isn't, like, you know, it's just over the PA. Like, it's not a DJ or anything. I'm like, why is the music this loud? Are they expecting people to dance?
Do they even have a dance floor?
No.
Or a dance space?
No. No, it's just like, I'm like, this seems like a bar that'd be cool to chill at, but then they make it obnoxious to chill at. So, give us some money, and I'll stop walking back the compliments. That's...
Well, they have such a wide selection. Like I said, they keep changing it out, so obviously I haven't had... This beer is also, I picked this up in anticipation for our record last week or the week prior, and so it's also been sitting in there, which is weird because normally if I have beer and I'm like, well, I have more time to get beer, like I would go ahead and drink it, but I was like, I'll hold on to this because their beer is kind of pricey. I mean, it's not like as expensive as that bullshit $28 a fucking can thing that I got before, but it is like $16 for just a four pack, and it's not even, you know, high graph shit, but it is very tasty. But I am going to go through it, but they provide a good solid a variety, so I can have something new almost every time. Since it's now, it's only been recent that they've started.
They cycle through things,
having it at the store.
Like,
it
doesn't suck because if you like something, they'll cycle it out, and then it won't even exist for a couple months. But good beer,
yeah,
wish
great
it
beer,
was
yeah.
A better place to hang out.
Yeah. One more brief caveat before we do get into some of the headlines and talk about things. It is fucking heavily raining throughout this whole week. Soka did not, as my boxer, did not get adequate time running around, and I just walked into the kitchen to grab something. So if we hear barking throughout, it's just Sam and I in this room. Again, nothing I can edit out, just enjoy live barking dog sounds. So anyways, but we missed a lot. So McAllister's, what happened with that, Sam?
God, it seems like forever ago.
The joys of missing shit.
So about 2 to 3 weeks ago now, I think it started with a Karen post that posted it on Facebook. Some Karen posted about it, right?
I saw, actually, KCSO posted it directly. I don't know if something else happened prior to that.
I thought that had happened afterwards. Al would have known. Oh, womp womp.
Yeah.
But that's how I heard about it first, this Karen post that went viral saying that a cop went to a McAllister's and they were denied service for being a cop. And screw this particular McAllister's that was over on... I'm going to dox them. Where are they?
I don't know where that one's at either.
Well, I called it the ACAB McAllister's at first, but then I had to take back that compliment. So quickly, this story spun out of control. KCSO posted about it
and
themselves.
They're the ones that actually made it the fucking huge deal that it even shouldn't have been, right? They went and made a full, on their official fucking post as the capacity of the Knoxville Sheriff's Office, whining that three of their officers were denied service at a McAllister's, which, you know, it was a 15-year-old server. The real story was, according, now this is the brother, right, of...
That's what I've heard. That almost sounds like it's too
wild. Anthony, I heard that is true. That is the
brother. It's one of those things that sounds too wild to be true. We covered the story about Ant being murdered by Knoxville police officers in a school and not seeing any repercussions for that shit. So it turns out this was her sister or his sister.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so the word is that she was really taking a break and passing the order on to someone else.
That's what I heard too as well.
But I wouldn't blame her if she denied them service.
No, I wouldn't either. But
like, it's literally the murderers of her brother wanted to be served by her. Rich. I would tell them to go fuck themselves too. But she didn't tell them to go fuck herself. She excused herself.
Right. And if that was the case, if that's why she, if it wasn't just because, oh, she had other things to do, even if that was the case that she herself, because of the interactions with Ant, you know, that department murdering her brother, her wanting to just step away from that and let someone else handle it, okay, that I can see 100%. Now, we initially thought that McAllister's would support the staff, but that was not the case. McAllister's ended up terminating this 15-year-old girl. And were they offering some free shit? And then
McAllister's ended up being pieces of shit. So fuck this McAllister's. Fuck McAllister's. I thought they were cool. They're not. Fuck McAllister's. Go wreck their shit. They should be wrecked by conservatives. Guess what? You pissed the leftists off too. You pissed everyone off. McAllister's. Good job. Go fuck yourself. It's not like I eat there anyways.
Yeah, this event got. I mean, this. That post got way more attention than it should have. This whole interaction got more attention than it ever needed. So simply because KCSO in their official capacity decided
everyone's a fucking bootlicker around here.
Man,
so.
You are not lying, man. Even Yassine, who I thought was cool as hell, you know, Yassine started bootlicking.
Was the other thing. Yassine's, if you're not local or you don't know, Yassine's is a Muslim-owned kind of fast food gyro.
Like Mediterranean falafel.
Kind of. And they're usually pretty good. They have like a sign up, like, we don't care if you're LGBT, everyone's welcome. Well, everyone includes the cops, I guess, because after this broke, Yassine made a post saying that cops would have a free day on Wednesday right after this happened. And then when it came out of what actually happened and people started getting pissed off at him, he pulled it back a little bit. But fuck him for offering cops free shit anyways. Cops shouldn't get free shit anywhere. Cops should get a free fucking kick to the face.
No, I'd actually got into an argument with someone who, someone made a post bitching about, you know, KCSO again vilifying, you know, because this family started getting death threats and shit because you know
after they already murdered her fucking brother. Knoxville cops are the biggest pieces of shit in the fucking planet,
but, like,
I swear.
But just to echo what you said earlier, that there's so many bootlickers around here that as soon as they heard that, oh my god, she didn't support the police and denied them service, they literally started sending death threats to her and a 15-year-old girl.
This is right? What I mean when I say that Knoxville has the worst people on the fucking planet. I really truly believe that the vilest motherfuckers on the planet live in this fucking city.
Yeah, and so initially I thought that maybe Yassine's was, you know, just trying to capitalize on the PR because they know how many bootlickers are around here, and, you know, maybe that was, you know, trying to way to get, like, maybe some local business.
Yeah, they you know, already being a Muslim, Middle Eastern-owned establishment, they try to, you know, be on everyone's good side.
They really do.
They try to be on cops' good side, too. They're usually, like I said, they're usually pretty good about LGBT support, but they need to, maybe they don't really realize that cops are not on our fucking side. So, Yassine, turn your shit around, because I'm going to go eat at the ACAB Mediterranean place instead.
Is there an ACAB Mediterranean place?
Probably not.
Because the one on Clinton Highway is trash, bro. That Mediterranean place, Highway and Shaw, that's like...
I usually go to the one on Sutherland, Holy Land. That's where
Holy Land,
I usually
that's where I've been there before. We went, Ask went there for a...
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, an atheist support, group went to the Holy Christmas. Land Market for Christmas party.
Yeah, so...
And, of course, they were leaving. They had nothing because they were about to shut down for, like, two weeks. So they had, like, very, very limited menu. But they were very, very kind staff, at least. But, I mean, yeah, bad on your scenes. And then fuck the whole response. I mean, it really just irritates me that they decided to vilify an attack. And I don't know if they actually named her in the post when they did, but... You know, it's going to come out very quickly because they're, you know, people know who's at that McAllister's. They know who worked there. So once that became, it made even national things. Like, it was on Reddit. It spread around, man. Just this wildly, you know, and not on the good stuff, not on the pro. Like, no one was pro this post. They were like, look at these whiny ass little babies who were like, why?
Yeah,
they were declined.
Once you get outside of the Knoxville bubble, everyone hates cops. It's the fucking bootlickers that live here. We are in bootlicker territory, and Tennessee,
I think that's just all of Tennessee in general.
Tennessee and Knoxville's getting worse, and there's reasons for that. Maybe we'll get to that later. I talked about it before years ago, and I was right. Where's my ding ding? Sam was right report that conservatives are really pissed off that they lost Georgia. They lost Georgia again. And they're trying to – conservatives are moving into Tennessee. They want to make Nashville a conservative capital. Their goal.
I'm going to push back on the Georgia thing, but we'll do that when we get to that next thing that we missed. This is a very big one, and it's kind of continuing on today. We're going to kind of mesh two stories together. You know, white Christians are now attacking violently – not now, but even more so brazenly attacking LGBT communities. We're talking about now Club Q. This is something we missed where there was an event – pretty crowded event. Man walks in and was able to kill, what, six people, wound several more. And the only reason there were not more deaths, like the Pulse nightclub shooting event, is because, former Army veteran and a bunch of drag queens kicked the living shit.
Yeah, you got the shit kicked out of him.
The ever-living shit kicked out of him. But it points to a higher degree of, you know, rising violence, open violence against those communities where, the, you know, after Pulse, you know, I remember going out, I think I've told this story before, but I started looking for exits and entrances when I start going to places now, because you never know when shit like this is going to happen. But now they're starting to target, when they start targeting like those kind of communities and those businesses directly, like none of those people really feel safe. And that's kind of the only place that they can go to be like with other people like them. And those, and now those places are shrinking in numbers, and now even those locations aren't safe. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what Christians want them to feel. It's what they, that they're mad that they can be out and pride. That's why pride is important, and everyone needs to support pride, even though it's rainbow capitalism, because it's important to show that you're there, and that, because just showing that is pisses these Christians off. They want you underground. This is a Christian terrorist attack. Christian terrorism is on the rise. This is direct response to the rhetoric that Christians have been pushing of this grooming rhetoric.
Let's not forget Fox News. Fox News is at the center of this
Fox
as well.
News, the senators themselves have been pushing the rhetoric.
For sure.
And this is a direct result of this grooming rhetoric, which is insane because Christians are the one who groom people. Christians is where you go to get raped and molested. The Catholic Church, Baptist, Sunday school. That's where the real evidence is. But I have a big problem with a lot of people. Like, they just see someone dressing in drag and they try to make it automatically sexual. And I have this problem with people that aren't conservatives, too, who see something and they think that just looking like that is sexual. Like, even people that are mad if there's someone wearing a, like, BDSM harness and they're like, that's sexual. And I'm like, no, that's a harness. You're making it sexual by saying that. It's the same thing that women are taught from the start when they're in schools, that they can't show their shoulders because showing your shoulders is sexual. It's not sexual. It's you saying what you're really thinking. And
if I see skin, that is now an object that I cannot control myself with.
Yeah.
And so you need to cover yourself because if I can't control myself, you need to control myself for me by making sure that there is no skin visible. Like, that's a common trope.
I think that's why drag and trans people piss Christians off so much, is because no one's completely straight, and their religion tells them that they're going to hell if they have a gay thought in their head. And if they see somebody that looks kind of attractive that wasn't born, that what isn't portraying the way they were born in that gender, they feel a shame and think they're going to hell. I think that's where a lot of the anger comes from, is because their religion has taught them that they should feel shame when they see somebody, you know, if it's a drag queen, and they're like, they look kind of cute. And they're like, oh my God, did I actually think that? I think that's where this rage comes from.
I think you're right, because, you know, they feel deceived in so much as that instead of just like a beautiful person, like how mm-hmm. they're presenting, they now think that, oh my God, it has a dick, and now my whole life has changed.
Yeah, now I have to repent to Jesus. Oh God, I'm not gay.
That was, by the way, my quote there. Oh my God, it has a dick, was what it was in their head. That's not me saying that. So don't send me your hate mail, because I'm very respectful of that.
Yeah, you're more like, oh God,
I'm like, because you know, there's time I'm like, there was I had someone that they gave me their idea. I was doing a notary act for them, and is very beautiful looking man in front of me. And I'm looking at their ID, and that was not who they were 5 years ago. Mm. Like, it was such a beautiful transition. I was actually in all of that. So I don't understand, like, people who just can't just see attractiveness, and not everything has to be sexual.
Yeah,
everything has to be...
I've even pointed out to guys before that they're like, oh, man, I thought that person was attractive, but they're a guy. I'm like, no, you thought they were attractive. Maybe you should focus on that more.
Yeah, but no, I think you're right. So the attack is now ramped up on the... On the drag community, but
they're targeting the most vulnerable groups. At least something good happened, and they protected same-sex marriage.
Yeah, that's actually on Biden's desk today. The House passed that. So the Respect for Marriage Act. We talked about it last time. Again, it does not require states to recognize or to allow marriages within their states. But if you get married in a state where that marriage is valid, then your wedding is valid in every state, and all the all the benefits as such that go with it.
It's so, not much, but it's better than nothing.
It's a lot better than what we would
it's
have.
It's kind of performative, but at this point...
It's not performative. No. I will push back. Okay. I'll push back a little bit. I'm going to push back because we already know that the Supreme Court is just seething at the fucking teeth to overturn Obergefell. And this, at least, while it's kind of like, you know, while you have to travel for abortion, if you have to travel to get married, then you can still come back and fucking this shitty-ass state that has a law right now that makes, you know, weddings only between one man and one woman, they would still have to recognize your marriage and all the benefits and all the tax benefits and all the, you know, the insurance and being able to go to the fucking hospital to visit your loved one. Yeah. Like, they have to recognize all that. And that's a very, that is just without a doubt a good thing. I wish, you know, they caved. They put in there, you know, about polygamy. They make sure that wasn't still allowed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the Mormons let that happen?
the Mormons pushed that, I think.
Oh, okay. they want to distance themselves.
I don't know,
from
man.
From their past.
But circling, so that's a good thing. That's a very good thing, because we know they're gonna, the next thing, we've talked about it before, but we know they're gonna, and they probably have cases right now where they're shooting to overturn Obergefell. But yeah, circling back, there have been several attacks recently on any, you know, benign events that just has drag queens, drag queen story hours, drag queen this.
We've had it in Knoxville where they...
Was it a toy drive, wasn't it? What was that?
That was this last weekend. There was... So far in Knoxville, they've been able to be chased off. But we have to grow a bigger community to protect these people. That's what we're about. Like Knoxville in Tennessee is going to get pretty rough before it gets better. That's why I'm saying, like, I don't blame anyone for getting out of here. I wish I could, kind of. Like, I put too many roots down because I thought I was going to fight for this city. But this city ends up being a corrupted hellhole.
Yeah, this city's gone. But it's a nationwide thing going on where they're traveling, too. Especially the fucking rental truck Nazi Patriot Front group that has the fucking blue shirts and khaki pants, and they march shittily and they chant stupidly.
I think we missed talking about the Oath Keepers getting...
Yeah.
We missed that, too.
Yeah, so we did miss that. Yeah, Oath Keepers were charged with seditious conspiracy, yeah. And that's the first time that's been done in 40 years, I think, over 4 decades.
At least it happened to somebody. Should have happened to a lot more people, but,
I think.
Oath Keepers.
Stuart Rhodes.
And let me go ahead and remind you our fucking Mayor Kane, Mayor Brain Damage... Glenn Jacobs has donated money to them before.
In the past, he sure has.
And has affiliated himself with them.
Now, he's claiming... Now, I think he's only claiming that he doesn't...
He just doesn't
want
to make it public, but privately, he...
I'm sure.
Like, you can tell by his actions and the other... Everything he says is Oath Keeper rhetoric. Like, he is an Oath Keeper. He is a Nazi.
But, yeah, but these, you know, these, militia type Squeal Team 6 folk are out there, and they've had several events canceled just because of the threatening behavior. I mean, standing around, I mean, just wall to wall, just creating a wall of just armed people to, you know, threaten and intimidate the people just attending these events, just because it's a drag queen event.
And then when we do that back, they're like, oh shit, I didn't know leftists had guns.
Yeah, and then the other one, now there was another one that I don't know the exact location. It was just a storefront. It was they were hosting a drag queen story hour as well, and they had been, I guess, targeted with online reports of right wingers, and someone shot through their window.
Yeah,
so that was kind of recent.
I saw that went kind of back and forth. FL's here; they could clear that up. So I don't want to get too deep into that.
Yeah, I don't know much about
like
that.
Either
but the other one was now this is kind of it is as right now still is kind of speculative. The FBI has gotten involved, and of course I'm talking about the Moore County, North Carolina vandalism.
What county was it?
It was in Moore County.
Is that close to any actual city? No.
Yeah, I mean it's a town of, like, all you know is that with the
I have no idea where it's at.
The substation that was intentionally targeted and attacked.
It was multiple substations, wasn't it?
I do not know. Again, this is.
I thought it was a coordinated attack on multiple.
It was. It was coordinated yeah. attack, and it happened around the time that there was supposed to be a drag show. I don't know if that. Again, that's speculative. That the attack was a response.
Well,
to the drag
they
queen.
Had they had people online that was like, kind of spilling the beans, and they're like, I have a inkling that something's going to happen to stop that drag show. So there was multiple posts from people that were known, I'm going to call them terrorists because they're terrorists, from known terrorists who were buddy-buddy with the sheriffs there because the sheriffs are terrorists.
I'm only smirking when you said terrorists because the media has decided to label this as a act of vandalism.
Yeah, I really like how we celebrate or we mourn 9/11 where the Twin Towers were vandalized by Muslims.
Yeah, heavily vandalized.
Heavy vandalism. Like, terrorism's terrorism.
Yeah, and well, it's not...
They don't want to say Christian terrorists. The news doesn't want to fucking say that, but it's fucking true.
Well, let's look what the makeup of Moore County is. The majority of the population is over 65 years old. It occurred at a time when the temperatures were 31 degrees. Like, when they're going to be out of power for that amount of time without heat, like
good thing it's 60 degrees right here.
Well, 60 degrees here, but at the time when that, you know, when that went out, that was, you know, 31 degrees at Moore County, and so that, you know, when you don't have any hot, you know, hot water will only last so long when you don't have when you don't have power.
Is power still out?
For some, I haven't checked today's update, but you know, this happened Sunday.
And it's been out most of the week.
Yeah, and this is 30,000 people were affected by this direct
attack.
Yeah,
I know. They were all of that, like I heard 40,000.
Oh, okay, sure. I'll concede. Okay.
All of that, they want, like, these Christians wanted to shut down a drag event so bad that they were willing to knock out power for 40,000 people. And guess what? The drag show still happened.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, they used flashlights and candles. They still had their drag show. They didn't stop shit.
But if, you know, I think that if there were any deaths as a result of this and they find the perpetrators of this attack, I hope they do charge them.
If you're talking that it's old people, then I'm sure that I never.
You
know
me. Not all
of
them will be. I know you. I know, but they're not all of them.
You know me. I don't give a shit.
Not all of them will be old. There could be somebody that rely on, you know, medical equipment that don't have generators in their homes. You know, any number of things.
Batteries don't only last so long.
Yeah, so there could be any number of things.
It shows how easy it is to shut down a fucking power grid.
Yeah, and that could be, like, this could be a learning lesson for them, right? You think that this could be. This could be something that another group sees that, you know, that this is a viable way to attack what they think are rights against them.
This is what the U.S. government does in other countries.
Yeah, just attack
infrastructure. But they don't need to. I mean, they attack it digitally with hacking.
Sure,
they don't need to shoot substations. But you, I mean,
how easy is it to get five to ten people between two substations? You know, you don't have to have knowledge of hacking and just go in and
attack them. I mean, this is terrorism. It's an act of war. If you've been following what's been going on in Ukraine, that's what is the war is over. It's drone strikes on substations and power plants.
Yeah, yeah, I did see that.
Like, this is an act of war. That is how war is done. That's what you do first. Like,
yeah, you attack infrastructure.
This was a Christian attack on infrastructure,
and it's going to be alert. I think it's going to be something that is going to be picked up. You know, if they see that this is a way that they can attack these things like that, I think this may not be an isolated event. I hope I'm speculating. And
it's hard to defend too. What are they going to do? Put armed guards at every substation?
Yeah,
they're not going to fucking do that.
Yeah, no. It's just this ever increasing rise of this vitriol and attack towards anything that has to do with drag queens or trans, anything like that. We've talked about it. It's almost been like we can't stop talking about it because the attacks keep coming on the rise. The first they attack through bills and legislation, and then when that's not enough, and then now they can't go after the drag queen, so then they put that rhetoric. You know, Fox News starts to, you know, they're grooming those kids, they're sexualizing your kids, they're doing this to your kids. It's always the kids, right? And so then that's when these parents, you know, they take matters into their own hands, and they've been doing so forcefully. Those Squill Team 6 groups have shut down several of these, and this will be continued action unless there are more of us on the left that can show up at these events. And I know...
Yeah, we're going to have to continue defending, but like this, I've been saying this for the whole time we've been doing this show. The Second Civil War is here. These are battles in that war.
But as it seems right now, only one side is actually doing the fighting. We're just defending.
And then, of course, when any leftists try to retaliate in any way, they're going to be like, look how violent the left is.
I think there can only be retaliation, because what can the left actually go in? Like, what would the left attack? Like, what would the left go and just, like, we wouldn't, like, there is no...
I don't know.
There is no thing the left would go and just
I think that the city would be pretty warm if every single church burned.
That's fair.
Those places aren't serving the community. They're self-serving, and they make money for these fucking churches. Every single church should be taxed and should become a community center for everyone, for the public. But they're not. They're community groups for their group. Christians.
Well, not just tax, but also wildly transparent on all their finances, like every other 501c3 that is not a church has to be, where they can just, you know, despite how many millions or whatever they bring in, and despite how little they give out in charity, and how much they give to themselves, how much they buy themselves jets, like, all that is just not taxed, and it's just a tax-free business that this...
Even here in Knoxville.
It's a corporation. It is a corporation.
Even here in Knoxville, the megachurch is the pastors drive really nice cars. I wonder where they got them at.
No, yeah. No. I have no idea.
Ridiculous.
So, Sam, you said something earlier I want to push a little bit back on, and that was that, that Georgia's turning blue. No, it's really not. I think they really handily voted for Kemp again versus Stacey Abrams. I think that in this instance, you're merely talking about Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock. And Herschel Walker is just was a disgrace and an embarrassment of a candidate, and just really had. But even still, and that's why I'm saying
there's plenty disgraceful candidates that have.
But
won.
As bad as he, but no, but as bad as he was, you know, look how close he actually was. It was less than a full percentage point between Warnock and Herschel Walker, and you know, this is a guy that, you know, he had so many people in his family just urging him and begging him not to run, despite Donald Trump randomly just like. Calling him and calling, urging him to run. Like that right there is Trump's candidate. This loss is 100% on Trump's shoulders. And
Trump's
actually, GOP.
Trump's had a lot of losses.
Trump has had a lot of losses. And, you know, this election really did show that he has kind of lost a lot of bargaining power. And the Herschel Walker one is going to hurt him quite a bit, because the GOP saw that, you know, that how close the balance of power was. Now, the Republicans were already at 50, the Democrats were already at 50, so they already had the tie-breaking vote with Kamala Harris, but now they have the 51-49 advantage. Kamala Harris won't be needed. If there was any legislation, now Joe Manchin can't whip his dick out, because now they have one more against that. Not much is going to happen. We're going to be in a lame duck session, because the Republicans did take the House, so it's just going to be a lot of fucking nothing for the next two
years. It's
been
a lot of nothing my whole fucking life.
Yeah.
Just same shit over again, because we haven't killed enough I haven't killed enough grandmas, sorry.
In Minecraft.
It's me. I'm going to do it.
Dude, you can do it in Minecraft.
If a grandma dies, it was me.
that's the new workaround, by the way. I heard people doing this on another podcast. They just say in Minecraft. If they can do it, I think it'll fly on this one, because they're okay. A much larger show than we are.
Maybe Roblox.
So
I killed your grandma in Roblox, yeah. And I heard the oof sound.
So if you want to say, like, I really would like to punch Lindsey Graham in the dick in Minecraft, like, that's something that would be allowed.
In his Minecraft dick.
In his Minecraft dick. But you know, he was just an embarrassment of a character. We didn't even get to play the audio, and in fact, I didn't want to, because it was so tough to listen to the werewolf and vampire thing.
God.
At the rally. Like, it took 2.5-3 minutes for him to make no point. Like, there was no point to be made there. Like, he just doesn't. I think Trump just found a guy who was like, oh, he was a former celebrity. He's a known person. You know, just like me. If I could do it, he could do it. And it just turned out to be not the case. And it's just another, you know, knock on him. But Trump's kind of had a rough 2 weeks, you know, with the...
It's a good thing, because he's not going to back down even though he's losing.
Yeah, which is great. That is a great thing. You know, the GOP is still is trying to distance himself. Some people have just flat out called him out for that loss, the Herschel Walker loss, being directly a result of him picking that poor of a candidate. And someone said it, and I agree, if they'd picked just some old white Republican to run, that would have won. That would have easily won. But no, he had to play the race card. He's like, I need to get black people to vote for a black person because Raphael Warnock's black, so I need to have a black candidate as well. And so I need someone with, you know, with some fame, and who's dumb enough to go off my suggestion, and that was Herschel Walker, and he did it poorly. Now, at least he didn't do the Kerry Lake thing, and he just kind of disappeared. Like, after he lost, I don't think he even did anything. I think he just went quietly out into the darkness, into the void, and we will probably never hear from him again.
Hopefully.
Which is good. But now Trump's the Trump Organization was found guilty on 17. 17 charges of tax fraud. Fucking nothing, though. The penalty is only $1.6 million, although...
Slap on the wrist.
It is not even a slap on the wrist when it comes to something to that much money, but when you have an organization with that much money, rather. But it may further affect their further financial dealings, because they, you know, the lenders may not want to touch that when they realize that, you know, that organization has been indicted with, or charged, or found guilty, by the way, by a jury. Of 17, which, you know, it's got to be kind of hard to do. Like, you know, you have to have a jury of peers, and that not one of them be a Trump sucking person to, you know, make that nullified or whatever the case may be. Outside of that, he had Ye over for dinner, who brought notable.
Oh God, yeah, we missed that too.
He brought Nick Fuentes and claimed.
Oh God, yeah, the Nazi dinner.
The Nazi dinner. Now the thing with this is that he tried to claim that he had no idea that Ye was bringing him. He had no idea who he was. But like
Milo
according
was
to,
working for him.
Milo
for a minute
Yiannopoulos
too.
Was working for him as his campaign manager.
Sure, so. Yeah, that's we've been gone so long that that happened and then didn't happen.
So Ye was apparently going to him for some sort of business advice. He's like, "Hey, I'm saying all this racist shit, and I'm losing.
How do
all
you
these
get away
deals.
With it? Yeah. I need to get away with it too. How do you do it?
It's basically, and it's funny because Trump got so much shit for hosting that there and having Nick Fuentes there, the fucking blatant Nazi. And that he's like, it just so happened I have a man over who happens to be black, who blah, 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 and didn't say any anti-Semitic things. Like, I was like, really? That's such a low bar. Like, you're just hoping that you can have Ye over for a dinner and he doesn't say any, like, Nazi shit or anti-Semitic.
Of course he did. Then he went on the Alex Jones show.
Hold on. We'll,
okay,
hold on.
We'll get there.
Hold
okay,
on.
We're not there yet.
Hold on. But apparently, according to a source, that Ye said that that Trump thought, that Fuentes just gets him. I'm like, yeah, you're a white nationalist yourself. You're pretty much a Nazi yourself. Of course, someone like Nick Fuentes, who hates women, who hates Jews,
yeah,
he's going to get
he's
you.
Kindred souls.
You are kindred souls. but yes, but now we're going to get into it. Now, shortly following that dinner,
what
which...
What the fuck was he wearing?
A gimp mask or something on Alex Jones. It was some... I don't know. It was a black mask, and he said it the entire time, I'm pretty sure, and brought out props and shit, like this netty or whatever, and he was just saying, of course, among several things, that I like Hitler, I like Nazis,
yeah.
I love...
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, I like Jews, and I like Nazis, which I don't think you can say the two things and really mean it. I'm not... This is a joke, obviously. You can't do that. Like, his brain just doesn't work. He should not be out in public. Like, his handler... He needs handlers. He needs someone.
I'm sure he's fired all of his handlers.
He has no one who should be like, you should not be out in public. You're something is seriously wrong with your brain
the
and how it works.
The funniest thing about all that is even Alex Jones was like, whoa.
Yeah, when you can out Alex Jones, like that's when you know you're fucking off the rocker. Now the only I wish though that we and we're not really the media, but we're the media, though.
As leftist of a media as you can get.
I think, though, that we need to just drop Ye and every media, like, just stop talking about him, make him irrelevant, because he's going to continue saying this shit, and the louder we give him that voice and keep making fun of him for it, I don't know if that's propping him up. I don't know if that's, he's just seeing that as attention, because his brain isn't operating like it should be. It's clearly not.
He's a narcissist.
He is a narcissist, but it's clearly not working that he's being viewed in a negative light. Hell, his entire subreddit turned on him. Became into a Taylor Swift and Holocaust Memorial subreddit because they're like they left him in droves after that interview with Alex Jones. I wish I had the audio to play it, but the audio is not good if you can't see
the look on Alex Jones' face.
So it's the only reason I'm not going to play it. But if you haven't seen it, you've got to see the most unhinged man, Alex Jones himself, has been just absolutely confounded. And just not even knowing what to think or feel he brought out a prop and was just saying the weirdest shit. Many times, even Alex Jones several times tried to push back about the Nazis. Like, I don't know about all that Nazis, Nazi shit. We don't like the Nazis. And he's like, yeah, I like Hitler, And like he's like, oh, I don't know if we say that. And like it was so tough to watch. It was so tough to watch. I didn't think I can get secondhand embarrassment from watching Alex Jones respond to something, but like it was.
I didn't know that man could feel shame.
That's how nutty that interview actually was with Ye. But unfortunately, so then Marjorie Taylor Greene comes out, right? And then now, so she starts trying to act like she doesn't know Nick Fuentes. But if you remember last year, like this AFPAC, some sort of convention, it's like some where far right youth rally, Nick Fuentes. He brought her onto the stage, yeah. And he shook hands. Like she's interacted. She pretends she doesn't know him, but she went hard against him. And now even the alt-right is trying to drop Marjorie Taylor Greene. So, I mean, now she has, like, no friends.
That is a funny problem that Republicans have, is that they are fighting within their own party over how much of a Nazi that it's acceptable for them to be in public.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, where's the Nazi line? Yeah. Where's the Nazi line in the GOP where you can do this in public?
The line is, be a Nazi, but don't talk about it. Yeah, don't talk about
it, right,
is the line.
You're absolutely right. You can be a Nazi, you can be a fascist, you can hate everybody
but
through your actions.
But don't actually say the quiet
part loud.
You
can't literally just say, I like Nazis and I like Hitler. Like, even that's too far for them. Out loud now,
Even Trump knows to skirt around that issue.
You know, Trump has always skirted around saying, by and large, at least, probably because he can't words.
He's like, you're good people. I assume that they saw both sides on the Hitler side.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, but through their actions, you know, they're obviously fascist through everything they do, and through their entire agenda is through fascism, controlling women.
That was the whole point of Trump, is because before Trump, they never said what they said. They always used dog whistle words. Like, I'm tough on immigration. It's a dog whistle for fuck brown people.
They always had,
like, I'm tough on crime, meaning destroy urban black neighborhoods. They have dog whistles for things. But ever since Trump, they can just be open about what they're saying, and they're becoming more and more open.
Well, that's because he was literally in the Situation Room or somewhere in the White House saying that these people are coming from shithole countries. So, like, when he does stuff like that, like, it emboldens them to, like, oh, we can actually do this out loud and still have public support. Like,
yeah.
And the far right is, you know, increasingly popular in terms of the people they prop up. Now, this last election, most of the far right that Trump put up did not go through. Carrie Lake, the Pennsylvania, Herschel Walker. I don't know. I don't know if Herschel Walker's far right or just too stupid to not just.
He's a pawn.
He's a puppet.
He is far right, but he is a pawn of the far right.
Could you
which
imagine?
Makes him
could
right.
you just because how close it was? Could you imagine what the next 6 years of headlines would have fucking looked like with him? Him that.
Don't worry, we got plenty of headlines.
Oh, we're gonna. Especially with Trump, you know, still, I know he's still gonna go for it, and that actually kind of helped. Warms my soul a little bit.
Yeah,
that
might actually help us out. Because
I don't know, man, because the only thing that on the other side of that is Ron DeSantis, and it's either going to be Trump or Ron DeSantis, and I don't know which one Trump would lose, I think, to a Democratic nominee, but if DeSantis won the primary, I think DeSantis may have a very good chance of winning, and we'd be more dangerous than Trump ever
would
be.
We could hope for him attacking DeSantis.
And running third party. That's you know, we won't know. It's going to be obviously a year and a half away before we
even
know.
It's going to be a crazy time. Strap in. Listen to our show.
We'll be here. We'll be here as long as we're not fighting fucking
fund
flu.
Fund our Patreon. And fund our Patreon, and you can join me in Minecraft. I have a server where I push old ladies down the stairs.
I have a server where I repeatedly punch Greg Abbott in the dick, and then throw his wheelchair into a lava pit in Minecraft. It's beautiful to watch. I actually have a clip where I just watch it on replay and replay. It's like, have you seen that shitty movie Mac and Me?
No, I haven't.
But you've
but
you seen the
is.
Clip. You've seen the clip, yes. Because because Paul Rudd goes on Conan, right? And every time he goes to promote a movie, he plays this fucking. He's like, all right. He's like, Conan's like, oh, you brought a clip for the movie. He's like, yeah, here to check it out.
Mac and Me.
And it's this fucking shitty scene from Mac and Me where this kid's like rolling down this fucking hill and like plunges down this fucking cliff, whatever, into this pool of water. It's this shitty like E.T. ripoff movie. I remember watching it as a kid. It was trash.
I haven't seen it, but. I follow a YouTube channel, and they review old VHS movies, and people, as a joke, have sent them, like, hundreds of Mac and Me. So they've built, like, an entire, like, pyramid out of Mac and Me or VHSs because they can send so many.
I always thought that movie was just a Coke commercial for some reason. Because
Or McDonald's commercial.
I really think it was because their mouths wouldn't open. It only fit straws, and so they just drank fucking Cokes from McDonald's the whole time. But anyway, so I always envisioned like just fucking rolling Greg Abbott down a fucking hill into a fucking like pool of lava in my Minecraft server.
Yeah,
and that's fantastic.
I'll make a Roblox game about pushing grandma down the stairs, and she'll go oof. Fascist grandma video game Roblox server. So yeah, if you new Patreon tier, give me enough and you can join our Roblox and Minecraft servers.
I'm gonna throw you a curveball here. This happened this morning. And I don't know how to feel about this. I don't know if this is a... I really don't know. So, Brittany Griner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basketball star, right? With WNBA. Goes to fucking Russia with some vape cartridges and gets caught with them over there, which is a crime. And she gets like 7 years of prison. She's been in prison about 10 months. And through various appeals, blah, 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 she's still in prison. And so this morning, the news broke that we did a one-for-one prisoner exchange for Brittany Griner. And that was Victor Bout, apparently. Okay. Victor Bout is known as the Merchant of Death. He's an international arms dealer that we've had imprisoned. And we traded...
An arms dealer for a basketball star?
We traded an arms dealer for a basketball star.
Well, I think that this is about propaganda, too. I bet she's going to have some stories, and she's going to be on Dateline, and give... I bet she's going to come over, and she's going to give tons of interviews that are all going to be true. I say it's propaganda. I'm sure it's propaganda. Fuck Russia. I hate Russia more than I hate the U.S.
I'm just saying that there has to be something, because I can't imagine any situation where the U.S. would weigh just the benefit of the clout of we brought our prisoner back from Russia, but who we gave up in exchange is far, far more valuable than Brittany Griner is.
They
to
must
the
have
United
not
States.
Thought that they were valuable.
Or now there could be other dealings we don't know about, right? You know, because what we know, what's released to the public versus what the actual negotiations took place. Like there could be any number of other negotiations that took place as
maybe
well
they
as,
already got all the information out of him that they could, and they felt like they couldn't use him anymore, and that he was drained of his intel. Maybe, like I said, I think that they see it as a more propaganda thing of now that she's going to be able to talk on Dateline about how shitty Russia is. They definitely saw something in it, you know, when you're dealing with the quote-unquote deep state, you never know what's actually going on.
Well, so what I think is going to pick up, and I guarantee I didn't do it yet, but I guarantee if I were to go to look at the article here locally, because we live around with the dumbest people ever, but they don't like people of color first place. They think that drugs are terrible, you know, regardless of circumstances. And so when you know the news broke, you know, months back that she was in prison and no appeal, blah blah. They're like, well, you do the crime, you do the time. Is kind of what was the kind of mindset around here. I'm like, it's like
because they're all bootlickers.
I'm like, it's fucking vape cartridges, motherfucker. Jesus Christ, get over yourselves. In any event. I can only see this as more cannon fodder against the Biden administration, because they're going to see this as Biden being weak, right? Because we gave Russia this huge arms dealer in exchange for a basketball
star. Yeah, well, that's the Republicans' way of seeing it. But then the other side of seeing it, Democrats, leftists, liberals, they want to see her home. I can see it.
I get that. No, we want to see her home. Them. But the other problem is that there's still like a retired Marine or something over there that was that's still imprisoned on charges of espionage, who's still sitting over there, and they brought Griner instead. So
she's high profile and everyone knows her.
She's high profile.
It already made the headlines. If they brought the other guy back, you think it would make those same headlines? Like I said, that's what this is about. It's about those headlines. And we're going to see more headlines when Brittany Griner tells her story. What's it like in a Russian gulag? Like, wait for it.
But I do truly hope that there is something
else.
Also,
fuck Russia.
Well, fuck Russia for sure. But I'm really hoping that the administration is smarter than just a one for one trade for, especially with the like I said, the high, both are kind of high profile. I mean, they literally made a movie. I think The Lord of War was based on this arms dealer, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So like he's literally known as the Merchant of Death. And so that's what kind of concerned me. So I'm really just kind of hoping that this wasn't just a calamitous decision by the Biden administration to just bring back a high profile person, because I think it'll give them brownie points for they just won the midterm. So why now? There's gotta be something else to it, right? It would be done. I would think prior to the midterms, if they're trying to score points, this is literally done.
No, like I said, I think there's other reasons for this. Who knows? You know, they're like God. They work in the CIA is like God. They work in mysterious ways.
Fair. Well, up next, something I kind of want to talk about, and I know you will because you know artists. You yourself is an artist.
Yeah.
And let's talk about
that's
Lensa.
That's the other thing that's been blowing up.
Let's talk about Lensa. People are spending $8 for...
Is it $8?
It's $8. Okay. No, I'm sorry, $7.99 service fee for 50 profile
pictures.
Okay,
I heard
pictures.
$4 in some places.
It's literally... the article
Jesus,
I read was...
$8.
Yep, $8 for profile pictures that were, by and large, are just created by this AI. It's called Lensa, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of artists are coming back and being like, so here's how this Lensa works. It comes from an AI neural learning service that had literally crawled artists' work.
On DeviantArt and other
various places,
other paid
places. Wherever they could, there's medical records that are being uploaded and learned by this neural network. Like it's learned, like it's, and without artist permission, like the artist permission
it's
or
theft.
Even knowledge.
Yeah,
it is theft, and so they're using this to teach this AI generated algorithm to create these images, and people think that it's the next wave. But you know what it's doing?
It's so fucking cringe. I fucking hated it. It's all you've seen on fucking Facebook. For the past week, if you scroll through Facebook, you just see a new dump batch, and that what kills me is people don't know how this AI software works in any sort of way. They think that the AI is looking at your face and getting your vibe and creating a whole range of artwork around it. Right? But what's really happening is it's basically a Snapchat filter that is putting your face on a bunch of pre-selected images. That's why it's so funny to watch people post this shit online, because you can see how a lot of them are the same or look really similar.
So what I'm talking about and what it's pulling from, what's called Large-Scale Artificial Intelligence Open Network, or LION. It's a nonprofit organization that releases free data sets for AI research and development. I'm going to quote here. This is an article from NBC. Many artists have spoken out against models that have been trained with LION because their art was used in the set without their knowledge or permission. And when artists use the site, it's called Have I Been Trained, which allows users to check if their images were included in LION 5B. She found her own face and medical records. Ars Technica reported that thousands of similar patient medical record photos were included in the data set. So they don't care what they're pulling from, and it's training this AI. Now, they claim that once you train this AI, which they can't, when you sign the terms of agreement, your likeness, like you were training the AI, despite that they delete your images and the source images afterwards, the AI now owns that imagery and can generate your face as part of anything. Like, you've trained this neural network, and people are paying to now do this. But it is theft, because what they're doing is they're stealing, certain designs and styles. Like, Dolly has a certain style, so artists have certain styles. When they can steal that style and try to recreate it without that artist, that is, in essence, I think, a theft. I think, anyone would agree that if there was another artist that painted something similar to, like, a Monet, it would be easily identified as something that was, should have been contributed to Monet. But it's something like that, where they're taking these styles by this learning network and taking from artists. And if Al was here, I'm sure Al would be bitching even more so about that. Al missed a shitty week to miss a record. But as an artist, like, do you feel like this is a?
I'm a video film production artist, so I don't draw things. I have a really bad fucking hand. I can't do that. But same. I respect it a lot, and I have seen every, like, me and Kayla have shared it a lot back and forth to each other of the bingo board of what people say to defend this shit, and they're like, "Oh, it will challenge artists to be better than the AI. It will push the boundaries." Or, "Oh, the AI, like, people don't understand how that shit works. They don't understand that an AI as far as every AI that's ever been made has never made anything new. AI can't create anything new ever. There has never been. That's one of the things in sci-fi movies. It's a sci-fi movie shit. AI cannot create anything new. It takes what it is given, the information it's given, and does something with it.
It can do an amalgamation of things that may appear new or different, but it's using pre-existing information, and that information it's taking is information from artists.
Yeah. So when people say that it's, oh no, it's creating something new, no, it's not. It's just something you have.
I mean, it may create a string of sentences that no artist would ever try to put together. It
may
make no sense, but
a funky profile of you where your hands are fucked up that no one would ever make.
But it's using information that it had to learn and already has. It cannot create new information, as far as I'm aware. Like, I'm sure some. I don't know, do we have any computer nerds that are going to chime in and send us hate mail about this? Possibly.
I
mean,
from what I understand of AI is that there has never been an AI that can create
anything
new. They can just do stuff with the information that's plugged into them.
Yeah, yeah. So it has to use these massive learning networks. And like, just to repeat again, what's concerning artists is that those learning networks are taking from them, their art and their styles.
I see a dark future where artists will not get paid. Artists already are looked down upon, and artists are already not paid. These people could have spent $8 to get some shitty doodle of themselves. I mean, $8 isn't a lot. No artist is going to take $8 and give you a masterpiece. And I think that's one of the appeals to this, is they can get something that they feel special about. They can, you know, be on the bandwagon, and they don't have to actually pay an artist and get, like, you know, it's not the same as, like, commissioning something.
I think there is some growing concern, though, among the graphic designer industry.
Yeah, that's what I was saying to one of my friends, a graphic designer, and she was defending AI for a second, and then I'm like, guess what? It's coming for your job next.
No, that's you know, if a business can just show, yeah, can pay $10 for a proof instead of
actually hiring an artist.
Yeah, absolutely. Or just, yeah, go to a free service. You know, DALL-E, Stable Diffusion. That these open source. AI learning through that learning network. Those things right now are launched right now. They're launched and available to the public. You know, someone could just type in what they want, you know, and have that image and not have to pay someone to make that for them.
Yeah, if a corporation has a chance to save money and pay their CEOs higher, they're going to do it.
Oh, absolutely. So, it's interesting that when you said a graphic designer was initially even trying to, like, defend this.
Yeah, because, like, well, they saw, paintings and portraits are one thing, and I do this. And I'm like, nope, you're in the same boat.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you're going to probably be the first one to go. Yeah. Because this right now, it's a quirky... It's just an entertaining thing to do, but right, it will be used commercially. It will be used commercially and to replace artists. That's we've you know how the internet has largely not destroyed libraries, but by and large, a lot of people don't go to libraries anymore. They still exist. They're still funded, but you know, as technology moves on, you know, if we've seen it, if a machine or computer can replace a human cheaper, that's the route that the corporations are going to want to do. So if you're in that. Kind of like, I mean, hell, like my career is in jeopardy with my, you know, I'm in banking. It's, you know, if it all goes online, you know, me working at a physical store is just not going to be a thing. That's going to be a thing anymore. Like,
I'm sure AI is going to make movies at some point.
Yeah. I mean, so if, you know, right now you should not be applauding or supporting that this rise of, you know, something that actually takes away from people who are actually doing the work that's training these AI networks. Cause that's what's going on. That's the crux of this whole, of me bitching is that, you know, people are praising this, you know, this technology and how the art comes out, but it comes out because they stole and took from actual artists and their styles and how things are and how things look, because, you know, that this is the easiest way to train an AI network, is, yeah, just outsource and just pour from everything. But just to get, like, medical networks, I mean, what all do they have in their servers?
That,
you know,
shit's so cringe. I hate seeing it. That's why I got my own done by a real artist.
a real artist.
Yeah.
I promised to paint one, but I could not take myself to, like, watch that coming out of a printer in front of somebody else. In front of somebody else, and then have them hand that to me.
The thing about Shua art is I posted my version, and you know, people that know her knew exactly, because, you know, an actual artist has their own style.
Like I told you, once you have a style, like, that's, you're easily identifiable, mm-hmm, by that style, and that's what's concerning. But so when you posted it and they recognized that style, they knew exactly. With, yeah, you didn't name it. You didn't name who. You just, yeah, posted the images.
I said it was from AI art. As my girlfriend says, she is artificially intelligent.
That's great. But that's something that people don't understand. People, I think, by and large, because I think the general public just doesn't know.
I think a lot of the general public also looks down on artists, even though they consume art. They consume music. They consume movies. They might not even see the stuff. The art they consume, like, obviously movies are my bag. And my big thing of what frustrates me is people can consume a product without engaging in it. So people don't really engage in their art. They have low media literacy. So then they don't respect the artist because they don't know how to actually appreciate it. So it's a whole thing that goes back to your kids being taught nothing in school. Like, no one has any respect for art because we pay for the high school football teams instead of art programs.
I had actually a pretty good
I did not.
Art program in the high school, no, the college I went to, of course, it was a liberal arts college, oddly enough, Christian in nature, which I got out of there pretty quickly, but they had a, you know what, no, I fucking hated that class. No, it was just a bunch of, like, who is this artist and what's the time frame? It wasn't teaching you about, it was a memorization thing. Yeah. I hated it so much. It was like, the test, I swear to God, was a 30 slides. You have to name the art piece, name the artist, and name the year.
Yeah, that's a shitty education.
That's not education. I was like, I can learn flashcards. That's not teaching me about style. That's not teaching me about
modernism. The history of life, how it was seen at the time, what aspects it was pushing.
Now that I think about it, I absolutely fucking take it back. I hated that class. I'm pretty sure I actually failed that because I had no interest in learning memorization. I know how to memorize things. I'm not going to remember what that painting is a month from now, who the artist was, because it's not like, these are like, you know, these aren't like your top, you know, 30 artists in the world that you would easily recognize. These are like, you know, huge time, you know, time frames of artists and various methods, sculptures, I mean, buildings, and any number of art. And it was just memorization. So that's like, you're right. In terms of educating us on art,
that's
it's just
not real education.
It's not. It absolutely not. No, you know what? I take it back 100%. I fucking hated it. And I think I dropped that class because, yeah, I had this weird, you know, it may have been high school I liked it better because definitely now that I think about that college, it was fucking horrendous. That was not educating whatsoever. That's a guy who was just tenured enough that didn't want to teach and he's just like, here, memorize this shit and report back on Friday. So, yeah.
Yeah, fund the arts. Don't use fucking expensive Snapchat filters because that's really basically
is.
What they
that's
are.
That's all it is. All right, well, a little bit of a shorter record. We don't have Al, and my voice still sucks. My throat hurts, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. That's just, thank you for joining us again for episode 89 of Apostates on the Fringe. Thank you guys again for joining us. Sorry about the last 2 weeks. The flu again sucked and hates everybody here. Hopefully, the full cast will be back next week, and we'll have a full-length episode for you going forward. I apologize to our patrons, who for the last episodes we were unable to record, but we'll have some more content, of course, going forward. If you'd like to become a patron to help support the show, head on over to patreon.com/apostatepod. And if you'd like to get links to the articles or to contact the show, head over to apostatepod.com and we will see you all next week.
Fuck McAllister's.
Build your Minecraft server.
Thank you all very much.
Views and opinions of the hosts of Apostates on the Fringe do not represent the views and opinions of the Atheist Society of Knoxville. For links to all our musical contributors, go to apostatepod.com and check the About Us page. A big thank you to Michael Scott Arden, who allows the show to use his full catalog.